This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it, and I find myself staying up late to catch all the action. I can't be dragging the next morning. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or when my favorite team is playing late. With over 15 flavors to choose from, like watermelon, tropical burst, blue raspberry, peach mango, and more, there's a flavor for everyone. On their website, you have the option to build your own 12-pack or 24-pack and have it delivered right to your door. And if you're out and about, you can always pick up a 5-hour energy shot at your local grocery or convenience store. They're everywhere. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before the next tip-off.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
Welcome back. Chucky's coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980 here in the DMV. 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM in Richmond. We are streaming live on the free Odyssey app, and you can watch us on the Monumental Sports Network. Brought to you by Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. Looking to be their next five-star HVAC technician or plumber, just visit cropmetcalf.com to join their team. Running the three-man show with EB at a volleyball tournament for his daughter. I'm John Paul Flame, joined by Jason Bishop and Johnny Cakes Auville. So Kevin Willard, still the head coach of the University of Maryland. We have our poll of the day. Do you want him to be the head coach moving forward after all the drama this past week? Cakes seems to be leaning towards no. I'll say this. I think he can save it by just saying if he was humble and he's like, you know what? I maybe botched all this media stuff. I should have kept my mouth shut, but I just want the best for Maryland, and I want to stay at Maryland. I want to build Maryland to a national championship team. I want to go to many Sweet 16s and go beyond. I think he could recover.
He just seems like a hard guy to trust at this point. You know what I mean? Like,
maybe he just doesn't think before he speaks.
I always feel like he's going to be flirting with whoever the next available, attractive opening is going to be while he's here.
Well, I mean, he's also, I mean, unless he's going to re-sign and re-up the Maryland job, he's also putting Maryland in a tough spot because Maryland is waiting. If Maryland wants to replace Kevin Willard, well, they've got to have a couple names. And maybe behind the scenes they're talking to somebody.
Yeah.
You know, we've heard the crazy names, but it's just his comments are just a mystery to me.
And I don't know if I like this response from him. This is from John Rothstein, who joined us yesterday. Kevin Willard, this is from 8 hours ago, when asked if he looked back on the last week and felt he should have handled things differently. His quote, nope, not at all.
He needs some media training. But he did say this.
Media training, he's been a
I know.
He's been a coach in big time hoops for 20 years. He needs more media training at this point. Guys, it is almost 50.
He did say this, though, last week, which started it all after they beat Grand Canyon. He said, I want this program to be great. I want it to be the best in the country. I want to win a national championship. But there's things that need to change.
Mm-hmm.
If he just focused on the first part and just hit that over and over again, look, I'm trying to win a national championship here. I'm fighting for everything I can so that I can win a national championship. then I think you can get the fan base back. He's bungled it for sure. But there are a lot of people that are fed up and want him gone. If you want to chime in, 800-636-1067. I haven't checked the poll recently. Let's see what the poll is at. It was at like 72% say bye-bye.
Mm-hmm. And it'll probably go higher. But we kind of ran the audio earlier in the show. And Mad Max, I don't know if you want to get some of those clips up again. But the fact that he says after the game that he just doesn't know what he wants to do. He hasn't talked to his agent. He hasn't talked to his wife. There's no one on the planet that believes that. And this is what it sounded like last night.
So I have not even I don't know what I'm doing. I'll just be honest with you. I haven't talked to my agent. I haven't talked to my wife. I made a promise to this team that I was going to just focus on this team. And that's all I've done. So I haven't talked to anybody. I have an agent. I'm sure he's talking to people because that's what agents like to do. But, you know, I don't know.
I mean, maybe he didn't talk to his wife yesterday, but
right.
the fact that he claims he hasn't talked to his wife about this, no one believes that.
And his awareness about the agent, too.
Yeah.
There's definitely texts. You know, you may be somewhat focusing on the game plan and that stuff, but you're paying some attention. Jason, do you want him back? At the University of Maryland.
Well, look, I'm
now,
not,
you didn't go to Maryland.
I'm not a huge Maryland fan. I think this has been a great story for sports radio.
Oh, absolutely.
This has been a great story for us.
It's been pretty tasty.
And if it lingers into next week, it's a great story for us. If I was a Maryland fan, I would probably, kind of depending on who they were looking to replace him with, okay?
Yeah.
You know, we've heard some of the names out there, but are you going to get better than Kevin Willard? Kevin Willard's a damn good coach, X's and O's wise. So, but maybe from what's happened in the past 4 days, you're just fed up with it and you're willing to take a chance on somebody else. If I was a Maryland fan, after the way he's handled this, I'd probably say no.
So Max has pulled some audio too. This is Willard 3 years ago after an NCAA tournament loss in his last game at Seton Hall. Mm-hmm. After he had quietly taken the Maryland job. Here's Willard from 3 years ago.
Zach Braziller, New York Post. Kevin, there's been a lot of rumors in the last day or so of you potentially going to Maryland. Do you want to kind of comment on whether that's accurate or not?
I'll give you exactly what I can tell you, Zach. I have an agent who I haven't talked to yet. I don't know who he's talking to. I have absolutely no idea, but when I get home tomorrow, I'll talk to my agent and discuss things with my agent.
So he's just lying. I mean, that's a outright lie, yeah. Bold face.
He's on brand.
There's just no way you can believe any of that. But I don't know, man. Someone is claiming that, and I'm not going to
say. You have a new source, new intel?
No, we've already kind of talked about it, that okay. Buzz Williams is going to be the next head coach at University of Maryland, right? He says he's got sources. Mm-hmm. His buddy is like an assistant coach at A&M.
Let me guess. He saw him at BWI Airport or at Reagan National in the last day or so.
Right. He says his buddy's nephew's an assistant at A&M, and he's been asked to come with Buzz Williams to the University of Maryland. I don't believe that for a second. If Buzz Williams is announced as the next head coach, I'll go on and say, I was 100% wrong. This guy was 100% right.
Will you shave your head?
No.
If Buzz Williams is the next coach in College Park.
I won't do that.
I mean, you never know. Like, there was a rumor about Kirk Cousins, and we'll see what happens with the Cleveland Browns mm-hmm. because he was seen at a Chipotle in Cleveland.
Yeah. I mean, Chick Hernandez, who we love. I love Chick.
Yeah.
Great dude. He put out on WSA9.com yesterday that John Calipari was a candidate. Does anybody believe John Calipari would leave Arkansas to come to College
he's
Park?
He's already making $8 million a year. He's the highest paid coach.
So people are just throwing names at the wall, and I just, you know, who knows who Maryland's talking to, but this Willard thing is just crazy.
I'm a little on the fence with Willard. I think he could get back in good graces with Maryland fans.
Oh,
I think he could.
Maybe. I mean, there were definitely chants breaking out at some of the College Park last night when Willard was on the screen. The students were chanting "F.U. Willard" like really loud, throwing the double barrel middle finger up at him. Like, it's gonna take some time for these feelings to kind of die down.
Do you think it's unrecoverable though? See, I still think it's recoverable.
I don't know if it's irrecoverable or not, but he has not ingratiated himself to the fan base by the way he's acted.
Like, if he stayed and then he explained, look, I just wanted what was best for the program.
Yeah.
And I got the NIL money. I got the percentage of revenue that I wanted. So now we're bringing in these players to replace Dare Queen and Reese. Because that's the game is replacing your guys now. It's getting to the portal and replacing the guys that are leaving, right?
Yeah.
So if he's able to sell the fan base, including myself, on, hey, football was getting all the money. Football sucks. Basketball, under me, we're pretty good. Made the Sweet 16. But in order to get this sharpshooter from Pepperdine, I needed $1.5 million. In order to get this bruising rebounder from Texas A&M, I needed $2 million, and I got him. Then he delivers wins, Cakes? You know this. If you deliver wins,
of course, that
you're
going to
be fine.
But well, I think it's recoverable just because time heals all wounds, and over time, people will forget it if he stays, especially if he gets his team back to the tournament.
Right.
Right now, I understand why 75% want him gone, because he just hasn't handled it right, and he hasn't been honest.
All right, let's go to the phones. 800-636-1067. Your opinions on what's going on here at Maryland. They lose to Florida in the Sweet 16, and they may lose their coach to Villanova.
All right, let's go to Matt. He's listening in D.C. Matt, you're on with the Junkies. Good morning.
Hey, good morning. Unfortunately, what I was just about to say is exactly what JP and Bish just said. First, winning is the perfect deodorant. So if he comes back and he's winning, people are going to take the middle finger and turn it into a thumbs up. In addition, he is saying the right things about Maryland needing to invest in its basketball program to compete at the highest levels. They were a number four seed for a reason. Florida was a number one seed for a reason. They need to invest more in name, image, likeness. They need to work the portal the way you were saying. And ultimately, what the fans are upset about is not that those things are true. It's that he said them, and we feel jilted, and we feel hurt feelings like, oh, they're going to leave us for somebody else. No, if he stays and he does those things, he's going to be our new BFF moving forward.
So are you okay with him coming back?
Sure.
You're okay with that. Okay.
He took us to a Final Four. Well, I mean, to a Sweet 16. I think he can take us to a Final Four if he gets the investments that are needed to win in today's NCAA basketball programs.
But you don't believe anything he says, right? When he says he hasn't talked to his agent, he hasn't talked to his wife.
No, I don't.
Yeah, no one believes that.
Wait, is he a coach speaking at a press conference?
Right.
Yeah, I don't believe him.
Very non-believable.
Anything a coach says at a press conference, I don't believe.
And look, maybe he hasn't officially linked up with Villanova because he's not hearing the right things from Villanova yet. I don't know. I don't know what they're offering. No idea. You would think Villanova would be willing. They're a basketball school. They're not a football school. You would think that Villanova would give him what he wants going forward for the revenue share. But I have no idea what they're offering. It's just baffling that, you know, it's the next day. They're getting on a plane soon to come back east, and he hasn't made a decision yet.
Let's go to Mike in Ashburn. Mike, you're on with the Junks. Good morning.
What's up, boys? What's up, Bish?
Hey, Mike.
You're Mikey.
Hey, Mikey C. What's up?
What's up? So I'm totally neutral guy here. I'm a Duke fan, and I think that the Maryland fans are being a bunch of wimps, let's just say. And I think this guy has brought Maryland back to a point as far as Maryland basketball goes. I think he's tried to do it behind the scenes with the administration, telling him what he needs and what he has to have to get to the next level. And if they're not going to give it to him, then he goes public to let people know that he wants to be here, but he's not getting what he needs to get. And, I mean, it's frustrating for him, I'm sure, because you want to be one of the better teams, but it is the way of college basketball now. And, you know, Duke lost a friend of my family's, Roach, to Oregon because they gave him $600,000.
To Baylor,
you
got to
decide where you want to spend your money at. And I don't know what he's doing so wrong besides telling them the truth. And does he maybe deserve a little bit more money since going to Sweet 16? Yeah, because look what they were before he got there. They were garbage.
Well,
They
weren't garbage. I mean, Mark Turgeon was good. They were good. They had Sweet 16 runs with Mark Turgeon. Thanks for the call, Mike. Anyway, I don't have a problem with him if he keeps all of that private. But to come out and say, I need more money for my program. Mm-hmm. The AD's not doing it. He needs to go. I'm glad he's going. And then to come back and say, man, I don't know what to do because the guy that I didn't want working here right. was a really good friend of mine, and now he's gone, and I don't know what to do. I don't know what the direction is. And then to say, I haven't talked to my agent and I haven't talked to my wife. He's just going about it the wrong way.
He's just all over the place.
I would respect him more if he said, you know what, guys, I'll talk to you about it when I make a decision.
Right.
I can't say anything right now. But to come out and spew all this nonsense.
Like, just go up there and say, I'm absorbing this loss.
It's nonsense.
It hurts me and the team. Yeah, I'll inform you of my future decisions when we land in College Park. Let me just fly back with my team, process things, and I'll give you more details later.
I do think you can recover from this, though. And Maryland may be in a situation where their best move is to give him everything he wants and keep him. Because are you going to find a better coach? Probably not, especially not at this point.
Yeah, but then that goes back to who's making that call right now. Like, just interim AD? Just some random face in the athletic department?
I guarantee you Gary Williams is involved in this.
I'm sure he is.
No, he's not.
Sure he's a part of
it. He's not probably the sole guy that's making decisions, but he's probably in a small group of people that's making decisions. But Gary is definitely involved.
I would think he definitely has some input.
Now, I don't know if that means Gary is saying, we can't give you what you want.
Right.
Or if Gary's saying, yeah, we can give you what you want, but the president doesn't want to agree to that. I don't know how that works.
Cakes and Valdez wanted him on the sideline yesterday.
Oh, it would have been so great.
Yeah, a lot of people did.
That would have been such a great moment had it happened.
But I said on the show yesterday, I said, Willer's decision will be made after the loss.
Right.
If they had won, maybe not. But after the loss, I felt like he would have made the decision.
But it might just be a situation where he's staying.
Well, then announce it. Ease the minds of Maryland fans.
Will we
announce
know by
it.
The time the show is over today?
Probably not.
Will there be an announcement before that?
Probably not.
Yeah, because they're probably en route back
he's
east.
He's not even on a plane yet.
Yeah, I don't know.
They're still in the hotel room in San Francisco.
I don't know their travel itinerary.
It's 4:17 out there. He's probably sleeping right now.
Right.
What if he's setting up a flight to Philadelphia?
A private? A PJ?
He's heading to Philly for a presser.
Well, then that's pretty telling if that's the case.
Because to me, it's telling that Villanova's been waiting all along. They're kind of playing the Aaron Rodgers game, right? Because Villanova or the Steelers game.
Didn't Randy Edsall do that bit back in the day when he took UConn to, I think it was the Fiesta Bowl.
He took him to a big bowl, yeah.
And they played, I think it was Oklahoma. I could be wrong on that. And then he didn't even fly back with the team to Connecticut. He flew right to
Maryland.
To College Park.
Yeah.
Well, not the College Park airport, but you know what I mean.
Yeah. Flew to D.C.
Flew to take the Maryland job.
Correct.
We'll see if history repeats itself here with Willard.
Man, though, listening to him 3 years ago and then listening to him last night, same message.
Seems pretty on brand
for
him.
Like, also, you mentioned Villanova. I don't mean to defend at Villanova, but Villanova needs to make a decision, too.
Right.
I mean, they need to hire a head coach. That coach needs to hire a staff. They need to go into the portal. They've got to start plucking guys. They got to make decisions. So Maryland needs to do the same thing.
Yeah.
Maryland needs to, if Willard's going to stay, all right, let's go start getting portal acquisitions. But how much money do we have to keep guys?
If Willard leaves, Maryland's going to be the kid playing musical chairs and all the chairs are taken.
Mm-hmm.
Like, who's left? What do you do at that point?
If what now? I'm sorry.
If Willard departs, then who takes over? You just go with an interim?
Some people think Buzz Williams is coming.
Okay.
Some people think Calipari is coming.
Well, I know that's not happening.
Yeah. I'll hit my head on the wall if Calipari takes the job.
Could be Simpkins.
I mean,
former Terp.
Sure.
Had success.
I love Simp.
That could be an option.
I think Simp certainly should be on a short list of candidates. Maybe Maryland feels like he's a little too green. He's only been a head coach a couple years, but I think he would be a great coach.
Whoever's running things over the AD at College Park, the interim, they better have a list.
Right.
They better have a list with 3 to 5 names on it at least.
800-636-1067. What do you think happens in Maryland, and what do you want to happen at the University of Maryland? Do you even want Kevin Willard to be back as the head coach? We'll take more of your calls next here on The Junkies. Cakes.
I'm Jordan Robinson, host of the new podcast, The Women's Hoop Show. Each episode, I'll be joined by a rotating group of women's basketball experts to talk WNBA, college hoops, the new Unrivaled League, and the shifting landscape of the sport. The game is growing, and so are we. Listen to and follow the Women's Hoop Show and Odyssey Podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Me and Cakes were enjoying Mike Marr's question during the break because, I don't know, I guess a couple of days ago, I told him that, you know, I coach in soccer, and we have our first game on Sunday, and it's at 1 o'clock, and I don't even know if anybody's going to come, but I said, you know, sometimes as the coach, you don't get to meet the parents as much because they just drop off their kids, and then you'll talk to them maybe a couple minutes here and there. So I was like, well, instead of the end of the season party, which we always do, 1 o'clock game, let's just grab lunch right before. Now, which is dicey because you don't want your kids all full right before playing.
Of course.
But we're doing a meetup at Roy Rogers. And felt, I mean, Mike says, hey, have you checked out the menu to figure out what you're going to get at Roy Rogers?
Yeah. He's acting like it's like a sit down, like foofy place.
Right.
I mean, it's Roy Rogers' classic fast food, Mike Marr.
Yeah, I thought it was a menu with range. I thought we were like, you know, TGI Fridays, Outback or something.
Cheesecake Factory.
Well, it does have range. You've got your fried chicken and you got burgers.
But again, he's young. He's had no exposure to Roy Rogers. Like, they went away for a long time. Now there's a few of them that have popped back up. He doesn't know that Roy Rogers was an actual person like that started Westerns back in the day. He definitely doesn't know that.
Yeah.
I know that.
JP's saying it's on the same level, or you may have said even better than Popeyes. That's very high praise. And see, now I'm getting interested.
Okay. Now you need to find
form one. Your own opinion.
Yeah.
It's my personal preference.
Go check
Popeyes
it out.
Is fine, too. Yeah. I like Popeyes. Cakes loves the dirty rice.
Oh, it's so good. The Cajun rice, delicious.
Dirty rice.
All right, a bunch of people want to chime in on this Kevin Willard situation. Our poll of the day, you can vote at Junks Radio. Do you want Kevin Willard back? It's leaning heavy towards no.
All right, let's go to Ken in Rockville. Ken, you're on with the Junks. Good morning.
Yeah, hey, no, I don't want him back. The guy, it's been reported that Maryland gave him significant upgrades and offered him that.
Mm-hmm.
He's a liar. He's a total liar. He sabotaged the team's chances in the tournament. He's a scumbag.
How'd he do that? Wait a second. How do you sabotage a team's chances?
Because you know how hard it is to win with controversy hanging over teams' heads? It's much harder to win when you have controversy. Look, what should have been done is what Bo Schembechler did. Fired Bill Frieder, hired Steve Fisher. They ran to the national title. I wouldn't have even let him coach the game last night.
And he's not that good of a coach.
A lot of people.
He's not even that good of a coach. So get the hell out of here. I understand it's hard to get somebody that's going to be good at this short notice, but get someone who wants to be here, who's not a sociopathic liar, and get him the hell out of here.
All right, thank you. Ken, clearly very passionate about
Kevin. I disagree with Ken
Willard
on a couple of things, but that's fine. That's just how pissed off some of these fans are.
All right, Steve Fisher win the national championship with Glenn Rice at Michigan? Ramil Robinson?
Correct. Yes.
Yeah. All right, let's go to Mary in College Park. She's at the epicenter of the Kevin Willard controversy. Good morning, Mary.
Good morning. Thank you so much for taking my call. Sure. I just want to tell you that as a teacher, he broke their spirit. I went to Maryland undergrad. I was there 2001, 2002. No Gary Williams, no the whole program. This man does not have heart. When the team could feel the ambivalence there, they moved. They were gone. They were gone. So that's why it happened. He needs to go. He does not have Maryland character. He's got to go.
So you believe, and I respect your opinion, you believe that the fact that he hasn't made a decision, this is a controversy, that affected the Maryland players last night?
Absolutely. Because as a teacher, the kids have faith in you. They can feel that you feel them. They can feel that you have confidence in them, that you love them, that you love the game. But he took that as a commodity. He saw them as commodities instead of people that were giving it their all. He could go to another team and coach and then maybe win something else. But for these kids, that was their life. That's their whole little life. Everything has culminated into that night, and he needed to show up for them. Those kids showed up for him before. That's why we won that last one. I mean, I'm thinking about, you know, from days of Duke, from old ACC, everything. This man is not the one that needs to be there. He cannot lead a charge of anything other than his own lies.
See these,
and it would take probably a four-year-old to believe what he said.
Thank you, Mary.
Thank you, Mary.
I will say that they won the last game because they played a inferior team.
Well, they won the last game because Derek Queen hit a buzzer beater. Shot.
Right. They
and the referees didn't look at the three steps.
I'm sorry, people. I'm sorry, Maryland fans. They weren't going to beat Florida. I don't care if Kevin Willard signed a 25-year extension. They weren't going to beat Florida last night.
Hey, we have what Stan Van Gundy said during the game to kind of counter Mary's take.
To go with a look at Kevin Willard in his third year. His dad, Ralph Willard, was a longtime coach in college basketball and with a variety of schools. And there's been a lot of talk about what his next step will be, if it indeed is a step. Will he stay or will he find the frustration and move on?
Or is he just doing what college basketball coaches are going to have to do? And that is he trying to make sure that his basketball team gets the resources that it needs when you're in a league like the Big Ten? It's a football league. Everybody's saying, well, most of the resources are going to football, but the basketball teams need some resources too.
Well, and look, if I'm Maryland, I'm going to do what it takes to keep Kevin Willard. He's an outstanding coach. He knows what it takes to win. He's done a great job with your program. Step up and do what it takes to keep the guy. Don't let him get away to somebody else.
Malachi.
Stan Van, standing for a guy, Kevin Willard, there on national TV.
Stan Van said that he's an outstanding coach. Ken, from wherever he's from, says he's a terrible coach.
And that was Dan Bonner as well. Dan Bonner. Right? And tilting me how he says resources.
Resources. I mean, what are we doing here?
He said it three different times.
People grow up in different parts of the country. They speak differently. These things happen.
But that's true, is that Willard may be leaving because he wants to go to a school like Villanova where basketball is number one, where Big East basketball is number one. You're not worrying about football.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Maryland's in the Big Ten.
Let's go to Chris in D.C. Chris, you're on with the Junks. Good morning.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning.
First of all, I have to say Roy Rogers got a bomb menu.
Yes, it does.
Second, I agree with everything that the coach said, that they need more resources for the program, for the basketball program. My whole problem with him is kind of like his timing. Mm-hmm. When you got your guys all riled up and you kind of put him in a spot, size him, and here it is, man. You kind of got him wondering what's going on in the Sweet 16. And so, a lot of times you can invite somebody into your house and say, have a seat, or you can say, sit down. And so it's all in your approach. And so I just wish he would have did it at a later time, and maybe if they would have made it to how far they was going to go, maybe he should have waited until after that in order for him to air out his dirty laundry.
So do you want him back?
I guess integrity plays a big part, but I mean, I guess when it comes down to integrity, winning beats that even in this world that we live in. And so,
no doubt,
you know, as long as he wins, all that could be forgotten. And so, I want the best for Maryland, and whether that be by Willis or anybody else, I think that he's a good coach, and I think he do have a valid point in the sense that in this Big Ten is a more football oriented conference as opposed to basketball, and I just think he should have said something to him more in private where he can still get his point across and still even get what he's searching for as far as like the monies and the resources in order to make the basketball program successful.
Thanks, buddy.
Thank you, Chris.
He should have just done it all behind the scenes.
I totally agree.
That's the bottom line. He should have done everything behind the scenes, and maybe some of those reports would have leaked about tension between the AD and tension maybe with Mike Loxley, but he shouldn't have made that public. The only thing public should have been, hey, we're in the NCAA tournament. We have a chance to win a national championship. Mm-hmm. And then as they advance, hey, we're in the Sweet 16. We have a chance to get to the Final Four. That should have been what he said. When I was talking about media training, I get what you're saying, Cakes, when he's like, well, he's had 20 years as a head coach or whatever. True, but he put his foot in his mouth.
I think it was more, what he did was calculated. It wasn't like he just misspoke and then he started going down that road and he felt like he had to keep going.
Right,
like,
but he was stupid doing it.
It was stupid, but it was calculated. Yeah. It was completely calculated on his part. He made it more about him than about the team, and I think a lot of people are just pissed about it.
Well, that's what he said in that presser. He said, I've just been too honest, and that's my fault.
Yeah.
And he said, that's what's getting me in trouble is being honest, and that part is true.
But hey, we had a guy call in yesterday who said he was at a bar in Park City,
mm-hmm.
and somebody told him he was going to Villanova in February.
Right. That guy had the real early
scoop. Maybe he had the real scoop.
Let's go to Yosefi. He's listening in Silver Spring. Yosefi, you're on with the Junks. Good morning.
Good morning, guys. I know. I hope you all are thinking we're missing John Feinstein's input today. He would have a lot of good insights on this.
No question. Sure.
Yeah, and I agree with the last set of comments you guys made. Very pragmatic. But the biggest issue here, look, he's a great coach. He got them the Sweet 16 in 3 years. You know, what's going to be the impact on recruiting, retention of the players in the program? And if he leaves, it's going to set the program back at least 3 to 5 years. You know, they're at the top of the
I don't know if that's true anymore because now it's all about transfer portal. So let's say theoretically – yeah, Buzz Williams lands here, and for whatever reason, he leaves Texas. He's going to bring players.
Right.
These guys are going to bring players.
Yeah. I who knows who the guy is going to be, if it's going to be anybody. I don't think it sets the program back 3 to 5 years.
It might set them back a couple. It does take time. I mean, you look at St. John's in Pitino's first year. They're not nearly as good as they are in the second year.
They weren't. You're right.
But the second year, they're the number two seed.
But it also kind of depends on who comes in.
And that's Rick Pitino.
If it's a name, if a name comes in, then that's going to certainly help. But it also depends on how much Maryland is willing to give the basketball players.
Right. How much you're willing to spend.
I mean, if you look at what the other football or the other schools in the Big Ten make in terms of annual revenue, some of these teams destroy Maryland. Ohio State and Michigan destroy Maryland in annual revenue. Penn State destroys Maryland. Mm-hmm. Wisconsin destroys Maryland. I mean, Maryland is way down in annual revenue.
Well, that's all their football.
I know, that's what I'm saying.
Some of these teams have 100,000 people stadiums that are full.
I know.
Maryland can't fill up 30,000.
That's my point. They don't have the revenue that these other schools have to give to all of these other sports. They're going to give as much as they can to football because that's what drives the revenue. But Maryland is, it's a pittance compared to what all these other Big Ten schools have. Pittance.
Is there a list out there where you can see the guys who have already gone in the transfer portal?
Yeah.
Yeah, of course.
Transfer portal tracker? Yeah, absolutely.
Have any of the Maryland guys put their names in yet?
I have not seen that, but we've heard rumors. But I don't think it's beneficial yet. I haven't
heard rumors.
I haven't seen an official Maryland player enter the portal yet.
Because what could happen, which would be devastating to the program, which would be hard to recover. Look, you already knew you were going to lose three guys. You knew Queen was going to the NBA. Mm-hmm. Reese is graduating. Miguel's graduating.
Mm-hmm.
Well, who knows if they graduate, but they're done. Their eligibility is done.
Yeah. I would assume they're graduating. Yeah.
But Rice and Gillespie, they could go in the portal.
100%. Gillespie, so, the way that Gillespie and Rice played this year, they could probably double. I don't know what they're making. I think Gillespie made about $600,000 this year.
Wow.
So think about that number.
That's a nice number.
All right. He could double that based on how he played.
I'm sure he could.
If not more. He maybe can
triple. Those guys are definitely going to have suitors outside of College Park.
Yes.
If they want to enter the portal.
800-636 is the number. 800-636-1067 is the number. Of course, you can also hit us up on X at Junks Radio. We will talk some Wizards basketball coming up at 8. Will Dawkins, their GM, joins us. Talk some movies with Kevin McCarthy at 9:25. Keep it here on The Fan.
Drab t-shirt really rocked. He rocked my foundation. I think it was 2 nights ago when he texted me that Mega Millions and Powerball tickets are now going to be $5 a piece going forward. I was so shook, I couldn't even respond to him that night. I had to look at my phone to make sure that the information that I was looking at was correct.
But have you read the articles?
I have not.
You are a purchaser of Powerball tickets,
correct.
Mega Millions tickets.
These are correct,
so,
yes.
This is their selling point, because they are doubling the price.
No, more than doubling it. They're going from $2 per ticket to $5. By my math, and I'm not good at math, that is more than a double, JP.
Okay, but all the articles say that they're doubling the size of the minimum jackpot.
Okay.
And they say the average jackpot winner will win hundreds of millions of dollars more. All right, so the new ticket price, $5. But what they are claiming is it will be easier to win jackpots exceeding $800 million.
How much easier? Like, that's fine. That makes for a good headline. How much easier? 0.5%? 1%? I mean, come on. Well, we're getting jobbed here, Drabby.
First off, we don't care about the smaller jackpots.
Nope.
We're not playing for $50,000. I don't care about it. Waste my time.
Yeah.
I'm playing for the mega jackpot.
The big hit.
Okay. Right, are you cool with 50 million?
Scoop of vanilla, scoop of chocolate.
No, that's the starting price. No, I'm not cool with it. I don't even play then. I don't play until it gets $400 million.
Here's Drab's approach. If it doesn't have three figures in the beginning, he's not interested. Even $100 million, I think, is too paltry for him.
These days, I told you, I don't get out of bed for anything under $400 million.
Right. Yeah, it's got to be a big one.
Because I know I'm wasting my money.
Right. Yeah. We all know that.
You don't get the silly daydream if it's $40 million.
Well, I can tell you this. If they're doubling the ticket.
More than doubling.
You're out. I'm out.
You're out of $5 ticket.
Because here's the psychological impact. You walk by the kiosk and it's $2. You're like, okay, I'll pump $4 or $5 in here. I'll get a couple tickets. Yeah. $5.
It's different.
That's a huge jump. Yeah.
But this is what I don't understand. You won't spend $5 for this ticket, but you'll spend $20 at a 50-50 when you don't win as much.
I'm not saying I won't spend it, JP.
Okay, because
I will. I will still buy tickets when the jackpot gets big and swole like Drab likes it. But the days of buying multiple tickets are probably over.
Well, you've got about a week left because the new rules go into effect April 8th.
This is devastating.
Here's the rules. Price increase, jumping to $5 to play. Yeah! But the minimum jackpot, amount of the Mega Millions, which used to be $20 million,
yep.
Minimum's at $50.
Dagger!
So that's your minimum jackpot.
Nobody cares.
The jackpots grow fast. It's just starting higher.
They climb higher quicker, I guess.
The estimates now, all right, computer nerds, the bots, whatever, whoever's done the analytics on this, they believe the average jackpot win in the new game is going to be in excess of $800 million compared to $450 million.
That's going to be average.
So the average used to be for the winner of a jackpot.
Yeah.
$450 million. Now it's going to be in excess of $800 million. So basically they're telling you, you got to spend $5, but you're almost going to be a billionaire if you win.
I do need bigger jackpots because I owe a lifetime swap to my guy Mikey, 10%, and I've got a lifetime 5% with Drab. So that money's already getting chopped up a bunch of ways. The theoretical money.
Now, you're not interested in this, Drab. But they also say, I feel like I'm a salesman for Mega Millions.
What are you doing? Yeah. You're siding with a man here.
I don't know if it's the man. Players will now win. They used to win $500 on the old rules. You'd win $1,000, $1,500, $2,000, $2,500, $5,000. So they have more small prizes.
Drab, have you ever considered the small prizes? Have you ever replayed your ticket? Any of that nonsensory?
You wouldn't be psyched if you won $10,000.
Of course I would. But our eyes are on the bigger prize, JP.
Honestly, I'd be a little bitter.
If you won 10K.
If I won 10K, that means I was close to the jackpot.
Right.
And I was one or two balls off.
Yeah, you came close, but you couldn't quite get there. It's horrible news.
So currently the odds.
You've got a better chance of building your own car.
Oh, I know.
Than winning the jackpot.
I have a better chance of anything. I have a better chance of being eaten by a great white shark.
Yes.
And getting struck by lightning.
Yes.
I have a better chance of climbing Mount Everest.
You've got a better chance
of winning the big one.
You've got a better chance of reverse dunking in an NBA game.
Right.
Than you do winning the jackpot.
You're correct.
But here,
so it's just a complete waste of money. You're lighting it on fire.
I'm well aware.
And I do the same thing.
Right.
Because I buy tickets at times. Mm-hmm. You're literally cutting it with scissors.
Yes, but Jason, here's the thing.
Yep.
I get psyched for the daydream.
It's a dream. That's what it is.
I don't mind wasting $2 on a daydream.
Right.
Okay. I'm not wasting $5 on a daydream. I'll just be miserable 24/7.
I'm with you on that. I'm completely with you.
Like for $5, that jackpot better be like, it better be like 900 milli. It better be close to a billy.
So they've increased
the
ticket price.
Splurge.
They've increased the ticket price by 150%.
Yes.
$2 to $5. Here are the current odds to win any prize. Mm-hmm. Now, this is not winning a jackpot, but to win any prize, currently it's 1 in 24. So 1 in 24 tickets win something. That could be, you know, your $5.
I mean,
and now it's going to be 1 in 23.
So my odds go from 1 in 24 to 1 in 23?
To win any prize.
I don't care about any
prize. Any prize is...
The big silly.
Well, let me ask you a question. Isn't the minimum prize $2, the price of a ticket?
I think they're saying the minimum prize is 10. It's going to be 10.
Oh, it's
going to
be 10. Because I don't think it was 10 before.
What is it? What even is that for? Is that for getting two numbers right? I don't even know what you're talking about.
It's probably more than two.
I think it's three.
Yeah. Three? Yeah. You got to hit three numbers, get 10 measly dollars?
I'm pretty sure.
Oh, yeah.
But then you buy two more tickets.
What are we doing here?
Or no, maybe it's just the Powerball.
Right? Yeah. Anybody that wins $10 on Mega Millions,
you buy
they're
going to
buy more tickets.
Yeah, it's like...
They're not going to take $10 and go, ooh, I won $10
to bring
it home.
That's why they do it. That's why they give it to
you. I've been sitting on some scratchers from Christmas that I haven't brought back yet. When I bring them to the beer store, do you think I'm going to take $40 or $60 in cash? Nope. I'm going to pour it right back into either Mega Millions or more scratchers because I am white trash. That's what white trash people
do. You nailed
they buy that. More lottery tickets.
Does your wife buy any?
No. My wife, Amy has never.
Does she lecture you about wasting your money on it?
No. She knows. We've been married for nearly 30 years. She knows who she's married to.
At some point, did she grill you for buying them?
No. She just knows what
she
I
just
am.
She tolerates it.
She just knows what that the demon is inside me, and I need to buy lottery tickets from time to time. Now it's going to be more expensive, and it's kind of tilting. But I'll still buy them when the jackpot gets big.
You'll get over
Sounds
it.
Like Drabby might be out.
No, he'll be my brother-in-arms when the jackpot's swole. He'll just buy less.
I won't play until it's $700 billion now, and I'll buy
700
one.
Million.
700 million.
Yeah,
maybe a billion. I might have to get to a billion for me to play.
Right.
And I'll buy one ticket.
JP, there's something about when I drive by a gas station and I see those red lights that show you the current lottery jackpot, it just kind of sucks me in. It's kind of like, look at the OV goal tracker. I can't look away from the red light. I have to go buy a ticket. It's just it's a flaw. It's a flaw in my psyche, I guess.
But you're right, Drabby. Just... thinking about winning, even if it was $75 million, let's just say you won
$75 million. It's just a casual.
And the
$75 million
gets dumped into your account. Just the feeling of that.
No.
I mean, I don't even know how I'd react. First of all, you guys would all get hooked because I'd give you some money.
It's awesome.
We do like this bit.
If I won $75 million, I'd give Mad Max, who I barely know.
I mean,
I've known him
hold
for,
you to that.
I'd give him $25 grand.
I met Max 3 hours ago.
Yeah, don't even know him.
You just got 25 theoretical dollars, yeah, Max.
Just
25 grand.
That seat.
I know.
Spend that in my head
I'd
already.
Give him $25 grand. I'd give you guys all $1 million.
Silly.
Now just
appreciate it.
Now that's 75.
I'd probably walk outside and the hottest girl I saw on the street. I'd say, I'm going to give you 50 grand.
No. Here's what you should do. If you're just giving money
away. The big hired teams are getting zipped.
If you're just into giving money away, you should get in the elevator, go to the top floor, and just stand at the edge of the building and just do this with $100 bills. Just $100 bills. Just make it rain down on whatever street this is. Make it rain.
How much would you give See You Tomorrow?
The valet guy.
Oh, see you tomorrow.
You'd never see him again.
I'd give him. I'd probably give him $1,000.
He got butt sized. I gave him a hat one day. I know Jason does that bit a lot.
I give him all kinds of stuff.
Right.
Usually I don't bring the hats when we get free hats home.
Sure.
And I was like, you know what? I'm gonna hook up. See you tomorrow. And I said, hey, do you like hats?
Yeah.
He was like, sure, I like hats. I gave him butt sized.
How many free bottles of liquor have you given that guy? Probably a bunch.
I gave him a bottle of vodka.
I gave him one.
I can't remember when, but I gave him a bottle of vodka.
Very nice.
All right, coming up next, our pal Will Dawkins, GM of the Wizards, will join us here on the Junkies.